Welcome in to Ask the Podiatrist, featuring Dr. Steve Sheridan. And a special hello to you, Dr. Sheridan. I see today you're going to talk about heel pain.
Yeah, Bob, thank you. Heel pain is one of the most common and persistent foot problems affecting men and women today. It originates deep within the foot, directly on the heel bone or within the foot's connective tissue, the fascia. Pain results when tissue becomes irritated or inflamed, or when small spurs grow on the heel bone. Plantar fasciitis is one type of heel pain caused by chronic inflammation of the connective tissue. It extends from the heel bone to the toes and occurs most frequently in adults. Being overweight and wearing inappropriate footwear are common contributing factors. The pain is most noticeable after getting out of bed in the morning. It tends to decrease after a few minutes of activity and then returns during the day as time on the feet increases. Not all heel pain is caused by plantar fasciitis. It can occur from inflammation of the Achilles tendon, bursitis, arthritis, gout, stress fractures, bone or soft tissue tumors, or irritation of one or more of the nerves in that region. Sometimes in such cases, heel pain can be a symptom of a serious medical condition that should be diagnosed and treated separately. To help diagnose the origin of heel pain, physicians take a thorough history and a focused examination of this area. You'll also be asked about the types of shoes worn most frequently and activity levels at work and during recreation, and also if there's any recent trauma to the area. In my office, X-ray and ultrasound equipment are used to diagnose any bone or tendon injury. Once a diagnosis is confirmed, then non-surgical treatment can be decided upon. 80% of the patients get better with non-surgical care with this condition. Pain medications and steroid injections are kind of the standard for heel pain. It is well known that this can be used to cover up the pain temporarily, but there's no healing value. Anti-inflammatories can actually block the body's natural healing process. I'm trying to avoid this mode of treatment by using the state-of-the-art laser technology we have in our office to decrease edema and pain more naturally. Our laser stimulates healing. Patients are also trained how to stretch their calf muscles. They're advised on proper shoes and shoe gear and may need some device for their shoe. They're also given advice on physical activities. A night splint is a device worn at night that may be also helpful to support the heel in the appropriate position while you sleep. Most patients with plantar fasciitis respond to non-surgical treatment within 6 weeks. If the pain is not resolved, then an outpatient minimal incision arthroscopic procedure can be discussed. You will leave my care without heel pain. Many patients attempt home remedies for heel pain, which is okay. Anti-inflammatory medications and over-the-counter heel pads are useful and may be used before seeking medical advice. If you're at the point, though, where you're thinking of ordering the perfect cure from the internet, then it's time to give our office a call. Heel pain should not be tolerated as a consequence of aging, injury, disease, or regular physical activity. Sometimes a simple modification of daily activities to reduce stress on the feet can help relieve it. For those with persistent heel pain, call for an appointment at 810-414-3338, and you can also visit my website to review patient testimonial videos or schedule an appointment, and that's at docsheridan.com, docsheridan.com.
You've been listening to Ask the Podiatrist with Dr. Steve Sheridan. Again, that email, docsheridan.com. Listen again at the same time next week for Ask the Podiatrist.